This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, yeah, we both win.
Hotel Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast, The Road to Sir. I'm Lara.
I'm Carrie.
And you're here.
We're fucking here.
Why don't you be present for once?
Why don't you get out of the future and get into the present?
Yeah. Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Inhale, exhale. You're here.
You're here.
There's nothing you can do about it.
You're queer.
Get used to it.
Get used to it.
Even if you wanted to turn this off, you will find that you can't.
You cannot. You can't turn off the present.
No.
You can try to, but it's always there.
You can press pause. That won't stop me from talking. That won't stop my journey from happening.
Whoa. You can press pause on me if you want, but I'll still talk.
I'll still be here talking.
I'll just be on mute.
Yeah.
You'll still see me talking.
Yeah. In my dimension, I go on because you can't push pause on me.
Everyone's in their own dimension.
Everyone is in their own dimension. That's the truth.
Wow.
We're getting deep today.
Speaking of dimensions.
We are talking today about
our final chapter. And it's a
wild. I didn't expect for Ariana to be the final chapter
the closer. It makes perfect sense.
It does.
This whole road has been leading up to this point.
It has been.
Which you might not have suspected.
No one suspected
from Ariana.
This. Not even us. Ariana didn't suspect it. When we started doing this and sharing these stories with the world, I feel like we got these stories from like ancient scribes that I uncovered.
Yeah, we were like the Oracle of Delphi. And we were, you know how like she would sit and there's like, they think it was a crack in the earth that was emitting this gas. So she was just like on LSD all the time getting these. That was us.
Yeah.
Speaking through like spiritual LSD.
That was us like in the Sur Alley where a gas leak was happening.
I smoked a cigarette in the Sur Alley.
How'd you feel?
Great. I got yelled at by Ariana in the Sur Alley.
Oh, you did. A full circle moment. The Sur Alley is different now. It's painted white.
I know.
It's not the same.
I see like
as the shitty alley we all used to know.
I see like unfeatured staff members like having cigarettes back there and I'm like, God, that sucks.
What if you missed the boat on
What if you worked there and you weren't on the show?
Wait, but like what if you decided that you wanted to work there knowing everything you know about Sir now? Like, cause they have like newish employees. Like they have I guess like they would have people who quit and then people who come in to work there.
Like any other business.
Like any other, but like, isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah.
Like why on earth
would you work there?
What are your reasons for going into Sir
to not be
on the show?
But they want to be, everyone wants to be suckling from the teat of fame in some way.
But like, even Pump, you would get closer. Tom, you'd get closer. Vanderpump Dogs, you get closer.
Villa Blanca
is a dead end. Okay, a Villa Blanca, I think, is the most dead end you can possibly get. But that would at least be just like an easy job.
Yeah.
You stand around for
four hours. No one goes. I ate there once and it was like no one was there. And
yeah.
They seated all of us together in the corner of the outside area and there were literally five of us.
I love
that. And we were all sitting in the corner.
They like pushed you off.
My back was to someone else's back, but there was like empty tables throughout.
Yeah, it's like a ghost town. So
yeah.
That one you just get paid to stand around. Then
but
you
sir.
Can leave. But Sir is like...
I'm applying to Sir.
I just moved to LA or like I've lived here for a few years and I think I'm going to apply to Sir.
To Sir. To sell goat cheese balls.
Like what is wrong with you? If you're thinking that you should apply for a job at Sir, you should go immediately walk into urgent care.
We're 5150ing you.
Yeah. Surgeon care is where you need to go.
You might be thinking we need to be 5150s for this entire series, which...
Wrong.
Possibly.
Maybe.
But if you are thinking that and you're also thinking about applying to work at Sur, even though you know you're not going to be featured on the show, you need to walk yourself straight to Cedar Sinai.
Yeah. And right just now. Tell someone there, they'll get it. They're in West Hollywood.
They have a like a specialized personnel just for people who are applying to Sur, knowing that they're not going to be on the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and you just say like a code.
Yeah.
You say like a password that's like, I'm applying to Sur and I'm knowing that I'm not going to get on the show. You just say that.
Yeah.
That's the password.
You're like, I'd love to be a waiter, waitress, or a hostess at Sur.
They're like, get the gurney.
Yeah.
They strap you to it.
They immediately like stab you in the neck with Thorazine.
They hold you down.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah.
You're like, does this mean I got the job?
Does this mean I got the job? Ooh. And then they push you through those doors and you're just in for, you know, 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. You're on a hold.
You're on watch.
Yeah, until they release you. And then, like, what do you think people that, like, work at Sur who didn't make it on the show and then they decide to, like, quit or try and get a job at another restaurant? Like, what restaurant do you go to? I guess, like, any restaurant on the shitty side of Melrose Avenue. Yeah.
But you're like, maybe I'll go be on that Abby show.
Yeah. Do you just hop from restaurant to restaurant and hope that something pops off in the same way?
Is it like people who are like, oh, if I work at Sur, I can work anywhere in the biz?
Like, they think, like, because there's people that work, like, career waiters and servers at, like, Mastro's or something like that. Like, that's, I don't know. Is that a thing? Like,
no, it is.
But that's, like, a nice restaurant, like, upscale where you have to, like, know a want, like, have a sommelier training of some sort.
No, it's a respectable job.
Yeah.
Like, those people know their shit, but...
Like, you can't
I don't know if there's career... I mean, these people that we're talking about, their career something.
Yeah.
They're indebted forever, as we all know.
Well, yeah, but, like,
but
people that just, like, work at Sur as, like, a stepping stone...
Yeah.
Or they view it as like a stepping stone. Do they not understand that it's a stepping stone off of a cliff to nowhere?
I mean,
like I look around when I'm in that restaurant and look at people working there and think, why? Who are you?
I mean, you could have said that about me when I worked at the Standard.
But the Standard's different.
Is it?
Somewhat.
I mean, I was like, I'm a career busboy. Like when I started working there, because I was a busboy.
Career bus.
I was like, I'm doing it.
You're doing it. You're pounding the pavement.
But like having experience, and then I was a caterer. So like I have experience in the food service industry and knowing what goes into that, knowing that these people are going in there. If you're going to work at a restaurant, your best bet is that it's being filmed.
Mm-hmm.
A restaurant like Sur, I mean.
Yeah. Unless you're going to like some sort of like chef's table type of restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's the world.
I'm not even talking. That's a whole other. We're not talking about a restaurant like Sur, aka a restaurant that is Sur, is not like any other restaurant.
No.
Any other restaurant, it's like, that's great.
You're there to work.
You're there to work.
Like, it's a restaurant.
That's fucking cool. And like,
it's great. It's congratulations.
It's hard work. I know.
You have a job. That's amazing.
You have a fucking job. Like, you have. Do more than I do.
Sir, you wear a purse. Any job that you're wearing a purse
no.
at work is a non.
They wear purses?
Yeah, they wear like little satchels.
Oh, they do.
That I think, I don't know what exactly you keep in there. I guess like a pen and paper or like your tips. But like...
Just wearing a purse.
If you're wearing a purse as your uniform at work...
There's
like, not
wrong.
Even strippers wear a purse.
I mean, when I worked at the Standard, I wore an ascot.
Mm, that's cinching at the waist, though. It's flattering.
Mm-hmm. No, I wore it on my neck.
Wait, an ascot is like a little handkerchief.
Yeah, I wore like a coral.
A jaunty.
Yeah.
Kerchief.
I wore like a kerchief, and I wore it like a little.
I like that, but the Standard has good food.
Yeah.
Like, they have good french fries.
But I felt very like, here I am.
Here you know, I am.
I'm on the scene.
Like, you're on the beat.
I was fucking on the beat at the Standard. Like, I took out garbage, like, that was my job. Like, I was the busboy, and I did that for a whole year. And
what did it teach you?
Humility.
Mm-hmm.
For real. I went through a lot there. I made some like lifelong friends.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
The Boom Boom Room is at that standard, mm-hmm. and the line to get into the Boom Boom Room was the route I took to take the garbage out. So I had to like pull huge bags of like body bag size of garbage through the line to get to LeBain in the Boom Boom Room.
Wow.
And like everyone was like looking at me like, wow. And they would be like, the bouncers were nice. They like were nice. They'd be like, move aside. And they would like cut. That was the only time I was ever getting. The only time I was getting able to cut the line at Boom Boom Room line was with garbage.
Weren't you not allowed to go in the Boom Boom Room or LeBain?
Well,
as if you worked at the standard.
Oh yeah, I mean people did, but it was not encouraged.
Yeah,
I tried to go like a week after I quit, and I was like,
"You're like I'm doing it."
I was like, "This was when I was still drinking. Mm-hmm. This was like 6 years ago, and I was not in a good state." And I went up and they wouldn't let us in because there were like eight of us. And I was like, I looked at the girl who was like the line person and I was like, you know who I am. And I was like, I used to work here. I used to pull garbage through this line. And she goes, well, now you're definitely not going up. I was like, well, then what was that all worth? What was that all for?
It was a grander lesson than you would ever know.
And then I like finally went up and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's crazy though. I had a very like Lisa Vanderpump-esque manager when I worked there, and she was so fierce. Like I was like afraid of her, but I loved her.
Yeah.
And she liked me. Like,
yeah.
She was like kind of a hard ass, but like she was sweet. Mm-hmm. And like one time I did like a comedy show and she secretly emailed the whole staff to tell them to go support me.
That's nice.
And I didn't expect it. And I was like, and she like was kind of like, I'm a fan of yours, you know? And it was cool. But one time she pulled me aside and she was like, why aren't you smiling? And I was like, I don't know. And she goes, you don't like working here, do you? And I was like, no. She goes, what do you, you don't want to be working here, do you? And I said, no. And she said, but guess what you're doing right now? And I was like, she goes, you're working here. When it's your job, when it's any job, you work and you do it. So just do your job. And like, you're not going to be doing this forever. But when you are doing it, you're going to do a good job and smile. And I was like, damn. And it like kind of...
That's a good reality check.
Yeah. Like I was being a little
because
shit.
Because she's not wrong about that.
No. Any job you have is like... You have integrity. Mm-hmm. And like I was being a little shit. And I was being like a brat. And I was like,
I'm too good for this plane.
And it's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
You're working
I'm
there.
Fucking 23 idiot.
Yeah.
And this person who's, like, hired me to do a job, I'm, like, being a bad sport about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a check.
I love
it.
And
then from then on, I smiled.
You took out the trash.
I did.
I love that.
I don't regret any of my time there.
I think it's, like, a cool... experience.
But going back to Sir.
Back to Sir.
No.
No.
I just like an earnest glimpse of the food, Sir, but like anywhere like
that,
but
all
Sir.
That to say anywhere but Sir. Yeah. So Ariana has her journey doesn't even
some hard
start.
Facts about her.
Yeah.
A brother that we know.
She has a brother named Jeremy.
He works there. So we know like that much about her.
Mm-hmm.
They're from somewhere.
They're from somewhere. There's not a lot to be known or researched because literally Ariana's road to Sir and her journey to Sir starts
in an alley.
In an alley.
So Ariana woke up one. It was like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
She just came to and she was in an alley.
It was in West Hollywood.
Yeah, it was like near like 3rd, mm-hmm. like near the Beverly Center.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She woke up in the parking lot, the parking garage where like Ross is and Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah.
That like Beverly.
In like the Target connection. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the corner of 3rd and Beverly.
She woke up
in a parking garage.
On the roof.
On the roof. She started, came alive with a start.
What the fuck? It was like
and
hot.
Around.
It was blinding. It was just like, oh. And she like sat up and the lot was like empty, you know.
It was so hot. Except for so bright.
So bright. And one car.
Yeah.
Someone was getting into it and he like looked over and he was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And she looked down and she had a purse.
She had a purse.
And like a duffel bag.
And a duffel bag.
And her hair was
and
in
like
a bun.
Boots. And her hair was in a bun.
Yeah, she was wearing little like felt booties.
Yeah.
And she was like, the fuck?
What the fuck?
Like she had no idea where she was or how
she didn't know
her name was.
What her name was even.
She sat up and she slowly was like, she looked at herself and she realized she had a phone, but it was a giant car phone.
Yeah. And she didn't know like what it was. She didn't know what anything
it was or meant.
It
was a mobile car phone. If you can imagine what that looks like. It was like a giant phone.
Like the brick phone.
Yeah. And she was like, what? And then she got a call on it.
It started to ring.
And it was like... like she was like, whoa.
What the fuck? So she answered it.
It had a giant button the size of like the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
And it said answer on it.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh. It was so heavy to lift. So she...
And it was like, ringing so loud.
Yeah. So she clicked answer and she was like, hello? And then nothing. The phone disappeared.
Yeah.
And then she went down, she like climbed down the stairs of the parking lot, like very staggeredly. Like she was like,
she was having trouble walking.
She was
like,
do I even know how to walk?
She didn't, like, she was looking at her hand.
She didn't really know what it was right away.
Yeah, she did not know who she was, where she was, what was happening.
She was like, why was I just holding a car, like a giant... Like
a phone disappeared.
But she was like, hand.
Okay.
Hand. Leg.
Hand.
Leg.
She instinctively, like, just knew how to get up and walk.
Yeah.
And then... knew to like walk down the stairs, but she had no idea what she was looking for, where she was going, and she didn't even know like what she didn't know what she looked like.
Yeah,
even.
She didn't have. So she got to the bottom of the base, and there was a payphone,
mm-hmm.
and it was pink and furry. And then she was like, "That's weird." And all of a sudden, it started ringing,
mm-hmm.
and she like looked around for a minute, and she was like, "What is that thing?" And then she went, "Phone."
Okay.
So she picked it up. And she went, hello? And again, it was like staticky, like the phone up on the roof that disappeared.
There was
then,
a little more sound to it, but it was still stuck.
And then
it just...
Ariana? Hey. It's me. And Ariana was like,
who
is me? Who are you?
And she goes, Sheena,
it's
hello.
Sheena, hello?
It's me, your best friend, Sheena.
And Ariana was like,
Earth Ariana.
And she was like, is my name Ariana? And she was like, yeah, you're funny.
Yeah. Are you hungover?
Oh my God. You're so hungover right
you're
now.
You're so hungover. I can hear it in your voice.
Last night was really fun, right? And Ariana was like, what happened last night? And she was like, oh my God, you are still drunk.
You're so crazy.
You're on the beat.
You're on the beat.
Sheena on the beat.
She's like,
Sheena,
I got your beat.
Sheena on the beat. Sheena on the beat. And she was like,
what the fuck are you? What are you
who
saying?
Are you?
Who are you?
And she's like, okay, you're late though. You need to come down right now because they're mad that you're late.
Get over here.
Get over here. And she's like, get over where? And
she was like, sir.
To sir, honey.
To sir.
And she's like, where's your car? And she's like, I don't, what is a car? She was, all these things were coming back to her. She was like, what?
Yeah. She had no idea like what anything was.
And she was like, I don't know where my car is. And she goes, well, get a cab or something. Take the bus. Do something. She's like, actually, don't take the bus.
No, don't take the bus.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. Just like walk.
Just walk.
Put it in
close.
Your phone. Put it in your phone. And Ariana goes, the phone is free. And then looks
looked
at
down,
it.
And it was,
her cell phone.
It was an iPhone.
Yeah.
And she was like,
whoa.
What the fuck? And she was like, okay, you're being really weird, but you need to get her right away.
Are you mad at me?
Oh my God. Ariana, are you... You cannot be mad at me right now.
Don't be mad at me today.
Don't be mad at me.
Please.
Please just be my friend.
Just be my friend. What did I do?
And then she just hung up.
Yeah.
Ariana was like, I can't.
No.
So she like looked at, she checked her iPhone and she was like learning. She like instinctively knew to swipe.
Yeah.
And she checked herself. So she was like, okay, that's what I look like.
She was like, whoa, who am I? Like, I'm Ariana. I know that. I'm blonde.
This is my face.
This is my face. That's crazy.
She looked up and also the payphone was gone.
Yeah.
So she was like, what is happening? And then all of a sudden, her car was just right there.
Yeah.
Her Range Rover.
She had keys in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then were the keys to a Range Rover.
Yeah.
She got in the car and then like did her best to kind of try and figure out how to drive
People
somewhere.
Were honking.
Yeah. Like she looked in her phone and found like a calendar that said like interview at Sir. So she like put them in the map to Sir and just like kind of slowly jerkily like found her way over to like this restaurant or Sir. She didn't even know it was a restaurant. She didn't know what was happening.
Also, her car went from a Range Rover to like
a Hyundai.
A Hyundai. So she's now in a Hyundai.
So she's in a shitty Hyundai that's like rickety rackety.
She's like, I guess this is my car.
Yeah.
She looked at her hair. It had changed.
Mm-hmm.
It was like longer.
It was longer. She had a braid in it suddenly. And then she looked down. She was wearing like neon leggings and like a tube top.
Yeah.
And she was like,
something is happening.
Okay. So she goes in.
To Sir.
To Sir. She like gets there, somehow manages to like park.
Mm-hmm.
She walks by like the alley of Sir and like all these girls are sitting out there smoking and they just like turn and stare at her and mean mug her and then go back to smoking and start like talking about her.
It was
Stassi, Katie, and Kristen. And she was like, I like literally don't know like
what are those things.
Yeah. She was like, okay.
Yeah. So she went inside and Sheena was like, oh my God, you're here.
Oh man, you're finally here. Oh my God.
Oh my God, they're being so mean outside.
They're
like, they're ignoring me today. And I'm like, I don't know what I did to them. And it's like so annoying because like I'm just working here. Like I'm doing just the same job as they are. And they treat me like I'm like lower than them. And it's really unfair, don't you know?
It sucks because it's like we've worked at Villa Blanca for so long and like we know the ropes. It's just like a different restaurant. Like, so it's like unfair.
And she starts crying.
And
Ariana was like, oh my God, I've never seen this person in my life.
She's like...
But she had some inherent knowledge of who she was.
Yeah, she was like,
even the people outside who she'd never seen before, she was like, why do I know them?
This is like so familiar, yet so foreign.
Yeah.
It was like a constant deja vu kind of feeling.
She was existing in complete deja vu.
And she kind of like did her best to comfort Sheena, and she was like, it's okay, Sheena. And she was like, thanks. Anyways, it's like really important to me that you like get a job here.
I need support.
Like we've been through so much together, like at Villa Blanca. And she's like, what? In her mind, she's like, what is Villa Blanca?
Yeah.
But like she just was going with it.
Like,
she was
yeah.
like, the only way to get out of this situation of this person talking to me right now is to like let them like cry it out and not like feed into it.
And Sheena went, I know.
oh my God, why are you wearing that? I told you what to wear for the interview.
And Ariana was like, oh. So she was like, oh.
She's like, come to the bathroom, come to the bathroom. And Sheena like goes and grabs like a duffel out of her locker and like takes Ariana to the bathroom and like gives her like a little black like pants and a top to wear.
And she was like, all right, put this on. And then she starts like talking about like Shay.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my God, Shay is so amazing. Like last night he like, I came home and I was like, babe, I'm having such a hard day. And I came home and he had like dinner ready for me.
It was so nice.
It was
like,
so
I
nice.
Didn't love it because like it was like he like had like pork in it and he knows that I don't eat that. Like I don't like pigs. But like I like pushed that around and ate some spinach, but like then it was fine. It was like nice of him though.
Yeah. And then Ariana was like, yeah. And so she was like, oh my God, you need to like wait, let me do your makeup. So just like clean your face off really quick. So Ariana like held her, you know, they turned the sink on and she like splashed water in her face and she looked up and all of a sudden Sheena had a microphone in her hand. And she was like, hey guys, it's me, Sheena, here with Sheena on the Beat. Here at Sir, live.
Here at Sir, live. And Ariana is about to go in for an interview. She's going to interview to be a bartender here at Sir.
She's like, tell us how you feel, Ariana. And Ariana was like, what is happening right now? And she's like, tell us how you feel. Tell us how you feel. Are you on the beat? And she's like,
I guess.
And she goes, Ariana's on the beat. Ariana's on the beat.
Ariana's on the beat, beat,
beat, beat, beat, beat, beat. And then she was like, wait, what? And then all of a sudden, the microphone was gone. And Sheena was like, what are you talking about? And so Ariana's like, what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck
she's
is
just
happening?
Having, like, flashes.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, am I having a stroke?
And Sheena's like, you're acting really fucking weird today. So Ariana's just like, what the fuck?
Sheena's like, are you ready?
Are you ready? You're going to go have an interview. Are you ready?
And she's like, yeah, okay. She's like, just like, you have so much experience with Villa Blanca. Just like, go in with that confidence. That same confidence that we shared together at Villa Blanca.
You're a good bartender.
You're so fucking
you're
good.
You're the most amazing bartender.
Literally, you're like, I mean, like a mixologist if I ever saw one.
Yeah. So like, go. Good luck. Break leg.
And she was like, thanks.
Sheena like pushes her out of the bathroom. And then she like looks and then Sheena's gone. And so she starts walking down, like, in the kitchen area, like, walks out of the bathroom, like, through a hallway. And she kind of just takes a minute to, like, explore and take in her surroundings because she has no idea where she is or what's happening. Like, apparently she has an interview. She knows this girl, Sheena, from Villa Blanca. And the kitchen, like, she's just, like, exploring through. She sees, like, goat cheese balls and, like, frozen vegetables. And, like, these workers, like, who don't see her. She sees, like, all these dudes, like, in the kitchen. And, like, she's like, hello, hello. And they don't even, like, pay her any attention. She, like, waves her hand in front of their face. And they, like, don't blink or anything.
And then all of a sudden, she feels a tap on her shoulder. And she turns around and it's John.
From Miami.
From Jax's John. And he's just in the kitchen wearing like a chef outfit. And he goes, excuse me, do you know what you're doing here? And Ariana's like, I don't know what I'm doing here. She's like, what are you doing here? And he goes, I'm looking for Jason.
She goes,
who's Jason?
Who's Jason?
And he holds up a headshot of Jax.
Of Jax.
From like, his modeling
really
days.
Young, like at 18 years old, like modeling.
And he goes, if you see him, let me know. But be warned, he's dangerous. And she's like,
Okay.
And then he just goes back to like what he's doing.
Yeah. He starts like chopping and like stirring like a soup.
Yeah.
And she's like, where are we right now? But he like doesn't hear her and like doesn't even acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So Ariana like wanders the rest of the way through the kitchen, like into the dining room. That's just like, so it's like the most like gaudily decorated.
Yeah.
Like, place she's ever seen.
They're setting up for the night.
They're setting up for the night. People are steaming glasses.
They're doing the silverware, like utensil, you know, folding napkins.
Mm-hmm. And she sees some of the girls again from like the alley, Kristen, Katie, and Stassi. And they're all like in a corner, like staring at her.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariana goes, what?
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at?
Stassi goes, what are we looking at? Not much. And they all go,
and Kristen goes, "You're so funny."
She goes, "Oh my God, Sazzy, you're so funny."
Sazzy goes, "Shut up."
And then she goes, "No, but you are." And she goes, "Really, shut the fuck up."
Shut up, Kristen.
And then Kristen goes, "Okay, sorry."
And so, like, Ariana is kind of, like, looking around, and then she, like, walks, like, into another chamber, and she just finds herself getting, like, lost in the labyrinth that is Sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, she hears, "Hey." And she turns around, and it's Sandoval.
"Hey, what's up?"
"Hey, what's up? Crazy night last night, right? Like, we should probably talk about, like, what happened in Vegas, like, blah, blah, blah." And yeah. She's like, what are you talking about?
And he goes,
"Who are, like,
where?" He goes, "Oh, my God, you're really funny.
Dude,
come on.
Come on, man. You're not going to pull the, like, what, like, where am I? Like,
yeah.
Don't, like, we both know we had, like, a crazy night."
Yeah. "But, like, we should just, like, keep it between us. Just for now.
Like,
just keep it chill.
Just don't want, like, Kristen to find out."
"Yeah. We can talk more about it on the shift."
"Yeah.
But good luck today. And I'm looking forward to, like, mixing with you."
"Yeah. I hope we end up working together. It would be cool."
"It would be really cool."
And she's like, "Working together here at this restaurant?" He's like, "Yeah. Unless you want to, like, work somewhere else." And then, like, walks off, and she's just like, "Okay, so now I know that I'm, like, interviewing for a job here as, like, a bartender.
A mixtress.
And then she hears a voice say, "There you are."
Oh.
There you are. "A little late, don't you think?"
"There's one thing I don't like. It's people who are tardy. But for you,
I'll make an exception."
She turns around.
And it's Lisa.
In a full silk magenta blouse, mm-hmm, with a big pussy bow on her neck.
Huge pussy bow. And like a black hat.
A top hat.
Yeah.
Actually,
and a cane.
She's wearing a full black. She's wearing a female tuxedo.
Yeah. Complete with, like, a cane, like, walking stick.
Like, she's wearing what, like, Blake Lively wore in A Simple Favor.
Yeah.
Like, just menswear for women.
Mm-hmm. And
she has a mime face.
Yeah. Lisa's like, "Please, take a seat.
Take a seat, darling.
Take a seat, darling. The interview has begun.
Do you mind if I smoke? Normally, I wouldn't condone it, but it is my restaurant, after all."
And Ariana goes, "Sure, that's fine." And they sit at a table on the back patio. And Lisa says,
"There's a back patio?"
"There is a back patio at Sir."
"Really?"
"Or like the garden."
Oh, yeah, the terrace.
Or whatever it's called. And Lisa goes, "Do you like what you see? How are you finding yourself here?"
And Ariana's like, "Honestly, I'm fucking confused.
I'm really fucking confused."
She goes, "I woke up literally in a parking lot this morning, and I don't know why I'm here or who. Like, it took me a while to even know who I was, and I kind of still don't."
"Yeah. And I'm, like, this restaurant is, like, also really, like, the layout is confusing, and
the lighting scheme is weird.
There are too many, like, flowers. So many, like, pinks and purples. I'm kind of have a headache from the flower smells.
It's very,
like,
pungent.
And, like, apparently I came from a place called Villa Blanca." Like,
she goes, Ariana. She goes, "Darling, you worked at Villa Blanca. You currently work there.
That's your job.
That's why."
"Seems like someone had a little too much to drink last night."
And she's like, "Yeah, and this fucking guy over there, like, is talking to me like we, like, fucked or something."
And she goes, "Oh, Sandoval.
Yes. That dirty, naughty boy.
I heard what happened with you two in Vegas." She's like, "Nothing happened, like, in Vegas. Like, literally nothing happened. Like, I don't know what anyone's talking about." And then she kind of starts to, like, tear up because she's finally, like, reached, like, peak emotional capacity. And she's like, "You've got to help me. Like, you've got to help me. Please, like, tell me, like, what is going on here?" like, this doesn't make any sense. And then everything cuts to black and
she wakes up in her apartment with Sandoval.
Yeah.
They wake up in bed together. Her hair is shorter.
Mm-hmm.
She comes to in like bed. It's like, yeah, a nice.
She comes, she goes, Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. What is happening? What? And she looks over and Sandoval is just like,
is sleeping, mouth open, naked next to her.
Just full morning wood.
Yeah. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
She's like, I like that.
She's like, okay, that's a nice dick.
But like, what?
She doesn't know who she is again.
Yeah.
But like, she has a little kernel of knowledge that she didn't have the previous time she woke up. So mm-hmm. she's like, wait, I was in
Sir. I had.
Oh my God. And she's like, wait, yes. And that woman who was dressed like a mime with a top hat and a cane
gave me a job. And I work at Sir. And I've worked there for a long time. And this is my boyfriend. It's like all kind of coming to her at once. Like, and she's just like,
it almost feels like it's being like downloaded into her head.
Yeah.
She's like,
and this is,
I have a brother named Jeremy. And then all of a sudden her phone rings and it's Jeremy.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey.
Hey, sis. And she's like, brother?
Brother?
Yeah.
It's Jeremy, your brother.
Want to go see a movie today? And she's like, sure, yeah.
He goes, cool, I'm outside.
And she goes, okay, I'll be out there in 5 minutes. And he goes, great, great. And he hangs up.
And then she's like slowly getting dressed.
And realizing that this is her apartment that she lives in.
She puts on a black sweatshirt and black leggings and like black Adidas shoes and puts her hair in a little ponytail and then looks back. And Sandoval now has a bowl cut and mm-hmm. has braces.
And she's like, what the fuck?
And then all of a sudden
she like rubs her eyes
and he's up and he's wearing jeans and no shirt.
Yeah. And he's going, hey,
hey, hey, hey. And she's like, what are you doing? And he goes, hey, welcome to Abercrombie & Fitch.
Hey,
can welcome. I help you?
What's up? Hey.
He goes, hey, it's me, Sandy. And she's like, Tom.
Tom, hello.
What are you doing right now? And he's like, what? He's like, hey, I'm just a model here.
Hey, I can't say anything but
someone
hey.
Else in the store can help you, though.
Go check it out.
Go check it out.
There's jeans.
Whatever you want to do. There's good smells. Good jeans.
It's dark in there.
It's dark. It's hot.
Use your phone to see light the way.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
And he just keeps repeating that over and over.
And Ariana's like backs away and is like, okay.
And then she looks in the other room and Kristen is there going through mail in like a green dress. And she's like crying.
Yeah. And Ariana goes, Kristen? And she goes, what the fuck? She's like, literally, like, I'm here, like, just getting mail, and you're making me feel so weird being here.
Yeah, like, can you just not? This is, like, so cruel of you.
It's
so fucking cruel.
It's so fucking cruel. Like, please understand that this used to be my home.
Yeah.
Like I used to literally live here. And Ariana's like, I know you did, but, like.
But, like. I live here now.
I live here now. Tom and I are together. And she's like, yeah, thanks for rubbing it in my face.
Yeah.
Fucking suck a dick.
And Ariana just like keeps backing out. And then she looks like in front of her and there's just like a sheet hanging in front of her. And she hears the sounds of like grunting and like fucking happening behind the sheet. And it's just like too much to handle.
But she
decides to look anyways.
And she looks up and it's Jax.
Having crazy period sex.
Yeah.
With some rando.
And he's like younger. Like it was when he was like super hot Jax. Like, yeah. And he looks up
younger
there.
And she just sees his butt like flexing back and forth as he like pounds his girl. And then he's, he looks like, back at her. Mirror. Yeah.
And then he looks up and he goes, want to get in on this?
And she Ariana's screams.
Like, ah! She looks at and she turns around and it's Schwartz and he's just like
and he's
chilling.
Wearing sweatpants. You can see the outline of his dick through his sweatpants
and he's drinking like Miller Lite
and he smells like shit.
Smells terrible
and he's like been crying
He's been weeping. And she goes, what's wrong? What? Who the fuck are you? And he goes, do you know where Anna is?
She's just like...
He goes, I didn't mean to lose her. I just brought her to that place because I wanted to tell her how much I loved her. And I thought it would be special for us. I didn't mean to lose her. She's gone now and it's my fault. But I didn't mean to. So I guess it's technically not my fault. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And then Schwartz just starts like throwing up and yeah. throwing up he and throwing up. Just gets on the ground.
And she looks up and his blood vessels are all popped and she goes, ah!
And she runs and then she, as she's like running, like trying to pull open the door and get out.
Yeah, the door won't open. The doorknobs keep switching.
The doorknobs keep switching and Sandoval comes out and he's like,
babe, where are you heading out?
You're heading out? You going to work?
Can you pick me up some coffee?
And she's like, No, I'm not going to work.
No, I can't go to work. I just wanted to go to a movie with this guy who says he's my brother.
And then finally the door just opens. And Jeremy's standing there.
With Billy Lee.
And they're holding hands.
And they're like, Ready to go to the movie? We're going to the Arclight.
Is that cool?
Matinee. And Ariana's like, sure.
And so...
She also looks behind her at one point, and the door is like, it's like plywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Kristen and Tom used to live there.
Yeah.
And then they're walking away from the door, and the door opens, and Kristen's there again in her green dress, and she goes, God, it's just so cruel of you. It's so cruel.
Fucking mean.
It's so fucking mean. I used to live here too. And Ariana's like, oh my God.
And she like starts walking away with Billy Lee and Jeremy.
She's moving like a robot. Her limbs are just like, and they get in the car and Ariana gets in the back seat.
Yeah.
Billy Lee's like, that was really fun last night, right? A matinee movie will just definitely be a good come down.
Yeah.
And Ariana's like,
she goes, I'm so excited to see Happy Feet 2.
And Jeremy goes, me too. And then all of a sudden Ariana's like, yeah, me too. And then she's just sitting there and all of a sudden she hears like panting. And she looks over and Jax is like 15 years younger, like a model, like back when he was living in Miami. Mm-hmm. And he's shirtless. He's in his underwear.
Yeah.
And he's just rocking back and forth.
Covered in blood, mumbling to himself.
Hornet, hornet, kill, kill, kill. Hornet, hornet, kill, kill, kill. And she goes, who the fuck are you? You're the guy from the sheet.
And then
he goes, it's not my fault.
I didn't do it. I don't know why I do things.
I just hear the words and it tells me to do things that I don't want to do.
And she goes, what the
fuck? Just fell out the window. And then the next thing I knew, I was standing above it and I realized that I had done it.
And she goes, stop the car.
And Jeremy immediately goes, and him and Billy Lee are just sitting there.
Totally still.
Facing forward. And Ariana looks over and Jax is gone. And she goes, something is fucking happening right now.
Yeah. What the fuck is happening? And she gets out of the car and she realizes that all the cars on the entire street, like everything has stopped. People have stopped like dead in their tracks. Like they're literally in the middle of West Hollywood. Cars are just like stopped, frozen in time.
Completely frozen.
They're frozen, but holding hands.
And they're excited for Happy Feet.
They're really excited for Happy Feet too.
Yeah.
And Ariana just gets out and starts walking.
It's dead silent. It's like
there's no wind.
There's nothing to even describe. It's like silent beyond silent, if you can even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wind. Birds are stopped midair. And she's like, the fuck is going on?
And
but she's surprisingly not freaking out.
She's just like curious.
Yeah.
But also like curiously calm. It's just like...
She's like, maybe I'm...
Maybe I'm dreaming?
Maybe I'm having a dream.
Yeah. She sees like a West Elm. So she's like, walks in. And as soon as she opens the door and walks in, she's not in West Elm anymore. She's in a hotel room. And she looks down at herself. And she's in drag. As like in man drag. And she's just like, what? And looks around. And she sees like... Sandoval in drag.
Schwartz.
She's just like a hideous woman that's just like Schwartz. She looks and then sees Jax.
The most grotesque of all.
And they're all still frozen.
Yeah.
And like Schwartz is like just like hunched over on a toilet. Sandoval looks like he's like in the midst of screaming. And then like suddenly they all come to life. And Sandoval's like, he's a battered wife. And then like slams the door.
And then she sees Katie.
And Katie is like,
Katie's just like, everyone's, Schwartz and Sandoval are like crying together in the bathroom. And Katie's mm-hmm. just sitting there in man drag.
Yeah. He's in man drag. She turns and sees Katie, and Katie's in drag.
As a man.
As a man. And she's...
wasted.
Wasted. And she's wearing like the exact same drag as Ariana, but it's Katie. And she's like... Ariana's like, are you okay? And she just keeps going like, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've been through. And just saying it over and over and over.
Like on a loop.
Yeah. And then Ariana's like, okay. Like, and she starts seeing like that. Like she looks back and sees Sandoval going like, he's a battered wife. And then slamming the door. He's a battered wife. And so then slamming the door.
She's like, okay, so something is repeating.
Yeah.
We're in some, she's like, this is on some kind of loop.
She's like, I have to get out of here. Like, I'm going to retrace my footsteps because I really don't want to be in this world anymore. Yeah. And so she like goes back through the West Elm door. And then she's like back out on the street with everything frozen.
Right.
Then she like goes back, like walks back to her quote-unquote brother Jeremy's car and sees that he's still with Billy Lee, and that's frozen. And she kind of retraces her footsteps back to the apartment and then like lays down in the bed.
She's like, maybe if I close my eyes
I can just like
fall asleep in quotes, I'll wake up somewhere else.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe this horrible dream will end.
So she's like, okay, so she just closes her eyes.
And she wakes up and she's in a boardroom and she's sitting like at the head of a table in like a huge conference room. And Lisa and Ken file in and they sit down like on either side of the table. And Lisa greets her.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, Your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Ken goes, hey.
We're so glad.
She's holding Jiggy.
She's holding Jiggy. Ken's holding like another huge palm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're so glad you've agreed to work at Sir. We can really use someone like you. Your great bartender.
A mixtress, if you will.
A mixtress? You keep things lively?
Ken's holding Pandora.
Under his arm.
Mm-hmm. Who's like Minnie.
And Pandora's like, yeah!
Yeah! All right!
Rightio!
Bloody!
And Ariana's like, can I, like, I have questions that I need to be answered.
Lisa's like, I know.
There's
get on with it.
Nothing but questions in life. Go right ahead. I'll allow you one question.
Ariana's like, fuck.
God, what the fuck?
Now I have to really make it count, right?
Yeah. And she's like,
She's like, this isn't real.
And Lisa goes, is that your question?
And she goes, no. That's a statement.
That's a statement.
And Lisa goes,
lots of things are not what they seem. A lot of times, life can be so fantastic that it doesn't feel real at all.
And she goes, like,
okay.
That's really
so
big.
So, this isn't real? And Lisa goes, I don't know, darling. You tell me.
And Ariana goes, okay, so that's still not the question, right? We're not counting that as a question if I answer it already. Mm-hmm. And Lisa goes, so complicated. Things don't have to be that complicated. She's like, okay, so this isn't real. I'm answering my own question with that. But that's not me asking you the question.
Yeah.
And Ken's just like...
Ken's like...
What?
Whatever.
And Pandora goes,
yeah. She goes, pip, pip.
Pip, 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 pip. And she goes, okay.
Okay, so this... So my question is this real? And Lisa goes, no.
No, darling.
No, darling.
It's not.
It's not.
But you already knew that. And Ariana goes, okay.
Okay, cool.
So
can we have like another meeting sometime?
Of course.
And he says, of course, darling.
That's what work's all about. Meetings. Negotiations. Bargaining.
Talking.
Haggling. I love to haggle.
We talk about secrets in meetings.
She goes, that's what friendship's all about.
Secrets.
Knowing that someone has a secret and not asking them about it.
Telling them, but not telling them. Knowing their secrets with your eyes. Seeing other people's secrets.
Everyone at Sir has a secret.
Pretending that you don't see people's secrets. But everyone has them. Even you. And then Ariana was pretty confused. She's like, okay.
She's like, I was kind of on track to being more clear with what's happening, but that made me really
confused. But you just really fucked me up with that one. So what should I do now? And Lizzie goes, that's a question only you can answer.
And Ariana's like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
She leaves.
She rolled her eyes and then leaves.
Whatever.
And she wakes up again in her bed.
Next to Sandoval.
Next to Sandoval. He has morning wood. But this time everything is like normal.
Yeah.
Like everything has calmed down. Like no one, there's no weird sounds coming from the living room. There's no sheet.
She's like, she feels pretty sure that this is real.
Yeah. She's like
that was the weirdest.
That was so fucking weird.
Sandoval wakes up and goes, hey.
Hey, babe.
How'd you sleep?
And you look hot.
You look really hot in the morning.
And she's like, I had the weirdest dream.
Dreams.
I had like a series of dreams that like I woke up in like an alley. Like I didn't know who I was. And then like I was here, but I was not here. And I saw all these people that were like from work. And it was just like so crazy.
You were there and... But you were young and you had braces and you kept talking about Abercrombie and Sandoval just kind of like, what?
What? That's crazy.
Whoa, that's really weird. I've never worked at Abercrombie.
Dude.
That's definitely a dream that has fake things in it.
Sounds like a dream to me, man. He doesn't want to fuck. And she's like, yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
So they have like passionate, amazing sex.
They had like incredible sex. And they're like, I know, kind of sweaty.
And and Sandoval says, look at me in the eyes. Tell me who you are. Tell me who I am. And she's like, oh God.
She's like, here, Tom Sandoval.
Like he wants to have a, he's like, we're so connected, man.
Yeah. And he's like, you're Ariana. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. And she's like, this really weirds me out, but like, okay, cool. And then he's like, want me to go down on you? And she's like, yes. And then he goes down on her. Yeah. And so he finally goes down on her.
He's crying.
She comes.
He has tears in his eyes. Yeah. He's like, I love you so much.
He's like, I can't. She's like, why are you crying? He's like, just seeing, like, when you come, it makes me cry. And she's like, oh my God.
Whoa.
And she, like, finally has an orgasm. He's, like, kind of crying. And then she's just like, shh, and, like, pushes his head down, like, into the pillow. So he's, like, not looking at her anymore. And then she's like, well, I guess this is my life. And, like,
do you want to go get coffee?
He's like, I can't, I gotta go into work, but like that was fun.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
But yeah, definitely didn't work at Abercrombie.
Yeah, so just get that out of your mind about me. That's like so not who I am.
She's like,
okay
well that makes me like think that
you did
work there, but
seems like you probably did
and you're covering up or something, but whatever.
Yeah, anyways, all right, well I'm just gonna hang I guess, and I'm gonna go get a coffee, but have a good day, babe. He's like getting dressed.
Love you.
He goes, I love you so much. You're the queen of my life.
And she sees that he has braces
and she's like, what? And she kind of blinks, but then the braces are gone. And then he's like, bye, and kisses her on the cheek and then leaves. And she kind of starts...
I love that we just included a sex scene.
Yeah.
Because we're obsessed with them.
Yeah.
So then she's like, I guess I'll go to Starbucks.
She starts to look around and she's like, I guess this is my apartment that I live in? Fuck. And like...
She's like, we need to move.
And she's like... We've got to move. And she decides to clean because it was like, once she's looking around, it's like really gross. There's like dust everywhere and just like gross shit. So she starts like bagging up like tons and tons of like random documents that are like laying around and like organizing and like dusting things off. And she cleans for like 4 hours and kind of gets things in like a presentable place. She lights like a Yankee candle and like, is like, okay, like I can maybe work with this. She orders some like Starbucks from Postmates and then like sits down on the couch and decides to turn on the TV. And she turns it on and Bravo comes on and it's running a marathon of a show called Vanderpump Rules. And she sees all the people that she knows on TV, including herself.
She's like, wait, I'm on TV?
I'm on a TV. This is what? And she sees like she's sucked into this like crazy marathon of Vanderpump Rules. And it's like showing season two when Kristen's confronting her about like fucking Tom and in Vegas and all the shit. And like
when she sees the episode where the girl comes from
Anne Marie coming from Miami.
And they go
and
she's
like, I do remember that girl. Like he did fuck that girl, but I didn't care.
Gross. We weren't together.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter to me, but like, this is so weird. That Kristen girl is crazy. And then she like spends the entire rest of the afternoon watching this show that she's on.
But midway through the marathon, the show breaks to breaking news. Beep, 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 beep. And it's Sheena.
Hey guys, it's me, Sheena Marie, with Sheena on the Beat, reporting live from West Covina at the scene of a crime.
And it's nighttime, even though it's day.
Yeah, it's nighttime and Sheena's like 10 years younger.
And
Sheena's like, this house is on fire, but it's not a house, it's a warehouse.
Yeah.
And it's not even a warehouse, it's an old folks home. And old folks are in there, people are screaming, they want to get out, but there's no one to help them.
And she's like, wait, that's Sheena.
That's Sheena.
Why is she young?
Yeah. What is going on?
She's a newscaster?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the buzzer rings. And she's like, oh, maybe it's my Starbucks finally.
Yeah.
She goes to the door.
It's been 6 hours since she ordered her Starbucks.
She answers the door, and it's a Postmates guy. And then he's like, here's your coffee. And she's like, thanks. And then she looks back, and he has a yellow taxi. And in the back of the taxi, it's Stassi.
And Stassi's like, what the fuck?
Fuck. We're late.
We're late. I'm getting a fucking horse today.
And she sees her and she's like, gonna go with this. So she blows past the guy and she gets in the back seat of the car. And Stassi goes, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
This is my cab.
This is a taxi for one.
And I'm paying with a check.
Yeah. And unless you have cash, then you can pay.
And she's like, yeah, I'll fucking pay, you
dumb
cheap
bitch.
She's like, paying with checks is trash.
Yeah, paying with checks, like people don't even take checks anymore.
Yeah, she's like, you're making it really difficult for everyone. And then Stassi goes, ugh, whatever. And she moves over and she's like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm not including you where I'm going because I don't know you, and that's fucking weird.
That's
she's
weird, like, and you're a stranger, and like clearly you're obsessed with me, which is why you got in the taxi and are like offering to pay.
And
to,
she's like yeah, me. I'm obsessed with you. And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, I thought so. She goes,
glad
in
you
that
could
case,
admit it.
You can come with me.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm going to buy a horse.
I'm going to get a horse.
And she's like, wow, okay. So they go and they ride to the horse farm that
yeah.
she first met Lisa at.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi's like negotiating for like a pony.
Yeah. And Ariana just like locks eyes, like,
because she's a horse person.
She's
too.
A horse person, but she is like kind of wandering around. This like Stassi girl is like screaming at someone and they're like saying her check bounced. So Ariana just like wanders off and kind of locks eyes with this lone horse in a stable like down the way. So she wanders over to this horse and she kind of starts petting it, and she sees that it's wearing a saddle, and she just feels like...
As horses do.
Yeah. She's like, I should get on this horse. And she's like, mounts the horse and just starts riding it. And no one seems to pay attention. Like,
Stassi's still yelling.
Stassi's still yelling. None of the other stable people are like looking at her.
Because they're all dealing with Stassi.
Yeah. And she just starts riding and riding and riding. And she's just like galloping into the hills.
She rides away.
And she's just like so unclear, but she just knows.
She's going with it.
She's like, going with it.
I'm in another
like,
dream.
Yeah, I'm in another dream. I'm just going to like ride to the horizon and like get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
She's gonna ride and ride and ride until it's all over. And so the sun begins to set and it's beautiful.
She feels so free.
She feels so free.
She's like, this isn't real, but it might as well be.
Yeah. She like rips her top off just to feel the wind on her tits. And like she's riding the horse with her, she's not even holding on. She's just like riding it with her hands spread wide.
Yeah, her hair is like 10 feet long.
Yeah, it's grown.
She looks like a Harlequin romance novel.
Yeah, she looks like Lady Godiva.
She looks like Lady Godiva and Fabio at once.
Mm-hmm. And she's never felt more beautiful or connected to anything in her life as she has in this moment where the wind is on her, just like blowing her hair. Yeah, she's just like, and everything is like so lush around her and the sun is setting and it's like so beautiful. And suddenly it's dark.
Night.
It's night.
She's now like somewhere in like the canyons of far west, far north.
Yeah. Agora Hills.
Agora Hills. And she's like, okay. So I rode for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I know that much. I was with Stassi, that girl. Who's that like girl. So horrible.
Yeah.
But like, that was good.
Yeah.
I did that. I need to keep doing that kind of like trusting that I'm still in a dream, but if I just keep going with it and stop running away, that I will get closer.
Yeah. And she's like, that was a beautiful moment. Like she, the, her beautiful moment on the horse made it see, like she was like, oh, I got to trust this process or just like go with my intuition.
Yeah.
So she's, it's like the dead of night. She's like kind of riding around and then she hears like a thumping bass. And she's like, where is this coming from? She kind of rides her horse like around like in the woods and she sees like a clearing and there's like a field and the bass is getting louder and she's like, where is this coming from? And then she sees someone, like she sees a group of girls wandering up to like this like latch in the ground and some guy opening it. And the music, a silo, and the music comes out. It's like, boots, 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 boots.
It's a rave.
And the girl goes down, and it's a rave. And she's like, that looks like fun.
Because she goes in there.
So she dismounts.
Thousands of people in this underground abandoned missile silo rave.
Yeah, it's like Blade style.
Yeah.
And it's like such a scene.
Chemical Brothers are playing.
Chemical Brothers are playing. Everyone's like going fucking crazy. They're off their face.
Yeah.
Someone, a girl, like a really hot girl who's like also topless, comes up to Ariana and just like sticks her tongue out and has like a tab of ecstasy on there and they just like make out. And Ariana's like, hell yes.
Awesome. This is a great dream.
And she like
starts to roll
and is like wandering through the crowd and and she sees like a doorway like off the side of the dance floor and she kind of like makes her way through like the smoke machine air and like the lasers.
She thinks Schwartz walks by her.
Mm-hmm.
She turns around and he's gone.
He's gone.
She's like, but it was like a younger Schwartz.
Yeah.
She's like, that was Schwartz.
That was weird, but that was Schwartz.
Yeah.
What's he doing at this rave? I have no idea. But like,
it's a dream.
Keep going. It's a dream. That's what happens. I'm just a dreamer. And she sees this door and goes through it.
She's in the loft in Miami, back with John.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a beautiful loft.
It's the night Jax killed that gay guy.
And ran through the wall.
Yeah.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
But it's right before that moment. And she's watching him talk to John about mm-hmm. what just happened and he's like looks out the window that's broken and it's like has like a shape of a outline of a person and Ariana's like oh that's the guy from, so she's like, that's John.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy with the headshot.
Yeah.
And he's arguing with Jax.
Yeah.
He calls Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax just killed someone because I remember him talking in the car. So that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And it plays out in front of her and she just watches.
And she's like, okay
cool.
I get that. Yeah. Hate that for that guy, but like love that I know more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jax has an uncontrollable urge to kill, probably from something he couldn't control, like some kind of
programming or something.
Not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. So she, like, as their fight escalates, she just like lets herself out of the apartment and mm-hmm. starts walking down like the stairway.
She opens up another door
mm-hmm.
and she's in a desert. It's dusty. Or not a desert, it's like a farmy dust.
Ugh.
Ugh. Oh. And she looks and she sees this like ramshackle farmhouse that's like decrepit and mm-hmm. it's falling apart. And then she looks over and she sees a bunch of kids, and it's like, and they're wearing like old clothes, and they're talking to this like gypsy woman,
yeah,
with like one of her like
it's all sepia tones,
yeah. And she's like, this is weird,
this is so weird.
And then she looks at this little girl who's pouting and smoking a cigarette, and she goes, oh,
that's Dodie,
that's Dodie as a kid.
Oh
wait, but
what year is this?
And then someone just turns to her and goes, it's 1931. She's like, okay, cool.
Wow. She sees Dodie get in the car.
With Loretta.
And the car drives off and a cigarette gets flicked out.
Oh.
Oh my God. It whizzes past Ariana's head and lands on the ground and lights the entire farm on fire. And Ariana's like, whoa, that's crazy.
But.
None of my business. But she also feels compelled to like walk into the fire.
Whoa.
And it's so hot, and she like is going kind of closer and closer to it.
But
she's drawn to it, but she's not afraid, but she is afraid, but she knows that she's like,
something's on the other side.
I have to walk into the fire. And so it's so hot. It's like burning. She can feel like her eyebrows burning off and her eyelashes singeing. But as soon as she sets her foot in the fire, it feels like nothing anymore. And she walks fully into the fire. And as she walks into the fire, she walks out the other side, and she's in another fire. And it's just like so smoky, and there's wires everywhere. And she's like, where am I? And then she like kind of like busts out another door. And Lisa's standing there.
Her arson days.
With a match.
Looking guilty as fuck.
And they're in the Sir Alley.
And Ariana goes, what are you doing? And Lisa goes,
are you lighting this building on fire?
Who told you? Who are you?
Who are you?
What are you doing here?
You didn't see anything. You didn't see anything.
And she's like, Lisa, it's me.
You're trespassing.
It's me. And she goes, vagrant. Transient. I'm going to call the police.
I'm calling the police. You've just tried to light my restaurant on fire.
And Ariana goes, Lisa, what are you talking about? It's me, Ariana. She goes, I don't know an Ariana. I just know you as a vagrant.
Mm-hmm.
You're a glamorous vagrant at one, but a vagrant.
You're beautiful. You have hair like the straw that I feed my horses. But that's neither here nor there.
You should probably come work for me at some point. And she's like, I do work for you. And she's like,
well, good. I made the right decision.
And then
but I'm calling the police.
And she's like, if you call the police now, they will trace it back to you. And Lisa just smiles.
She says, no one ever traces it back.
Except you. You're doing well.
You're doing really well here.
I knew you were... She's like, you do know who I am. And she goes, we just had a conversation. And she's like, can I ask you another question? Now that we're in another... And she's like...
Lisa goes, you're a smart one. She leans over to the fire that's on the building and lights her cigarette off of the building.
Sirens
fire.
In the background.
Yeah, they're on the way. She goes, hurry up, darling, because I have to... get out of here soon.
I have to come up with a lie.
Yeah. Unless you have a good one for me. And then Ariana goes, just say it was an electrical fire. She goes, smart girl.
I knew I liked you. What do you want to know? She's like, okay, so I'm still in a dream, but I think something is weird. I feel like my dreams are overlapping with these people that work at Sir with us.
Mm-hmm.
Your employees, my coworkers, we're all in this like loop together. She's like, something is happening.
We're all connected.
She's like, I just saw Dodie as a kid, but it was in the Depression. And Lisa goes, oh.
That witch.
And she goes, is that true? Am I like sharing a dream with everyone?
And Lisa goes, darling, life is a dream. Ariana's like, okay.
Why are you so vague?
Yeah, like, you're really making it so hard for me to figure out what's going on. Like, I'd love it if you would just tell me. And Lisa goes, that would take all the fun out of it.
Serena goes, fuck you, and just walks away.
Yeah. And so she's like, walking away, she sees all these like ambulances pull up and like firefighters getting out and like hosing down Sir and stuff. And then she realizes that she's pretty close by her apartment. So she decides to like walk over and I guess just like go to bed or whatever.
But as she's walking to her apartment, a group of gay men who are like dressed in like punishingly flamboyant outfits and wearing holding makeup and blow dryers are seen running. They run past her. We gotta get out of here. She's gonna get us. Grandma's gonna get
help us. Help
Mima's
us.
Mima's gonna get us.
Mama's after us.
They turn to her and they go, "Don't go near Mama." And she's like, "What?" And they're gone.
They're gone. One goes, "I used to be a neurosurgeon.
I used to be an attorney. I'm a writer. I'm writing a novel." And she's like, okay.
Okay. So they run off down the street and then
She walks to her apartment. At this point she's like, I'm probably gonna wake up in another dream.
Yeah, like so I'm just gonna close whatever. My eyes. Yeah. So she like lets herself in. The apartment's just unlocked.
Yeah. She's like, that's
that tracks. That it's tracks. Like, why yeah. would anyone lock it? There's nothing to steal in here. And she gets into bed and just like pulls the covers over her head and she's like kind of just like prays for death almost.
Yeah, she's
like, she's just like had enough. Like, it's vague, the adventure she's enjoyed to some extent, but also it's like really exhausting.
Yeah, she's like, I hope I don't wake up.
Yeah. And she like falls asleep and she wakes up and it's just darkness all around her.
Yeah, absence of anything.
Absence of anything.
It's like a black hole. So silent.
It's so silent.
She's like, but she can see herself.
She can see herself, but there's no source of light around. It's like so bizarre. It's like that Scarlett Johansson movie. Yeah,
Under the Skin.
Yeah, where you're just like in the darkness, but yet illuminated. And she like looks around.
She's like, this tracks.
Yeah, she's like, ugh, anyways. And like kind of lays back down and is just like laying there. And she hears Lisa's voice like booming,
but like muffled.
Coming from all around her, kind of.
Yeah, Lisa's voice, but it sounds like it's in another room. Mm-hmm. Lisa's laughing about something. She's like talking, she's telling a story, but she can't really hear what she's saying. She's like, that's Lisa.
Yeah,
but she can't tell. It sounds like it's coming from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you hear someone in another room and you're walking towards them, she's like, I'm gonna walk straight wherever the fuck straight is.
Yeah, so she just follow walks, the voice.
And the voice gets louder and louder, and then she feels like a wall in the blackness. And she's like, okay, so this has an end. And then she sees beyond an outline of a door. And there's like light on the other side. So she opens. And she's back in Sir.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, what the fuck?
And she's in Lisa's office. And Lisa's on her phone. And she's like, yes, yes. She points at Ariana like 1 minute.
One moment.
Yes. Yes. No. The piece did not come from me. The item did not come from me. Just put it out in the press. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Tell them.
Thank you, Radar.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Darling, come sit.
Darling, Ariana, it's so nice to see you. You look gorgeous.
Good, gorgeous. You're here early for work?
Yes.
And Ariana's like, we need to talk for real now.
Yeah.
So Lisa goes, close the door.
Close it.
So Ariana closes it and she sits down and she goes, have a cigarette. And Ariana goes, I don't smoke. But I guess
not. Sure, whatever.
So they light up a cig and Lisa's like, oh, you've had quite a journey, haven't you? And Ariana's like, yes, I'm again in a dream.
Yeah.
But you need to tell me what's going on.
I go home and I go to Sir and every person that I interact with is someone that I know from work, but I can't meet anyone outside of that. I don't know anyone outside of that world. Every road I take leads back into Sir.
Someone
else's reality that works at Sir.
We can't not be near each other. And it feels like it's just always going to be like that.
And I'm sucked into it. And I even try and like go and knock myself out and then I wake up in nothingness and the only way I can have something is if I'm back in Sir
with the people that work at Sir and no one else.
And Lisa goes, exactly.
She goes,
oh god.
And Ariana goes, please just tell me what's going on. And Lisa goes, well, we've been trying to fix the problem for a while now.
Mm-hmm. But
your mind is just too powerful, my dear.
Yeah.
She's like, you were the one that had the hardest time adjusting.
You're very smart.
Adjusting to what? She goes, well, I'm not Lisa. And she doesn't have an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And she has an American accent, which I believe is true, that she doesn't actually have a British accent.
Love that. She goes, I'm not Lisa.
She goes, I'm not Lisa. I am a programmer.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana goes, what? So Lisa goes, you had a hard time adjusting, though. Everyone else, it was easy for everyone else.
Your mind has been working differently.
It's been working overtime. Unpaid.
Unpaid.
The way it should be.
The way I like it.
And Ariana goes, what do you mean? And she's like, she goes, oh, by the way, Lisa's now back in her accent.
Yeah, she's like, she likes it better that way.
She goes, I'm just going to speak to you in this accent because it's easier for you to understand. She goes, but yes, I'm a programmer.
I'm a programmer. And 400 years ago,
I work with the Daylight Foundation. I work for the Twilight Foundation. Mm-hmm. She's like, what is that? And she's like, Well, darling,
it's a long story, but you have nowhere else to be. 400 years ago, you and your friends.
And he's like, 400 years? She goes, yes.
Yes.
You've been dreaming for 400 years, my dear. What do you mean?
Dreaming?
What the fuck is going on? And she goes, I'm trying to tell, but you can't interrupt a lady when she speaks.
So Arnie goes, fine, I'll fucking listen. And Lisa goes, 400 years ago, you and your friends had a wonderful time working at a restaurant called Sir. You all fucked each other. You split the tips. You even had your own hit reality show called Vanderpump Rules.
And Arnie's like, yeah. The show that I watched on
the
Bravo.
Show that you watched.
It went on for 20 seasons, and it all gave you considerable fame.
And
more fame than you ever could have dreamed for.
A great amount of money.
You all became very rich, surprisingly.
Very successful. No one predicted that happening.
It usurped most reality shows.
And
it set the precedent for how reality shows truly should be.
You ended up winning an Oscar and a Lifetime Achievement Award.
All of you together.
All of you as a cast.
You were given, the show was deemed culturally relevant.
There was even
Smithsonian.
A wonderful podcast about
it. National Archives. There was a class about it. There were whole courses about it, my dear. You all changed culture.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly.
No one saw it coming.
No one.
Everyone thought, who are these fuck-ups that live in weird apartments? And they all fuck each other.
And they work at a restaurant.
They
forever.
Work at a shitty restaurant.
But that was the ticket to success. And Ariana's like, whoa. She's like,
that's crazy.
You married Sandoval. You had a great life together. You had many children. You separated a few times, but always came back to each other. You never left West Hollywood.
You never left West Hollywood. You loved it there.
You all built huge compounds near each other. She's like, me and all those fucking people? And she's like, yes,
dear. Darling.
You live next door to Jax
and Brittany
and Schwartz and Katie and their children.
And Kristen, she lived alone. But she was a lot of fun. You guys really got along well. She, by the end, was your best friend.
What?
It's true.
Stassi.
You were best friends with her, too. The shocking thing was, by the end, you were all best friends.
You all lived near each other. Sheena ended up marrying Rob.
It was the happiest day of her life.
And they did have a child.
And they did name that child Madison Marie Parks Valletta.
And they had another child, a boy, but they still named him.
Him Madison Marie.
They actually had four children, and each of them was named
Madison Marie.
One of them was named Madison, one of them was named Marie, one of them was named Parks.
One of them is named Valletta.
Valletta.
Valletta was a beautiful baby.
And they all went on to have reality shows of their own.
None, though, were as successful and storied as Vanderpump Rules.
You were celebrities. You were given the key to West Hollywood. There was a day dedicated to Vanderpump Rules Day in West Hollywood.
And then
there were statues of you erected.
There were statues of you erected.
On Robertson Avenue, on Robertson between Melrose and Santa Monica.
And as the years passed, it became a national holiday. Celebrated with the solstice.
But only celebrated by gay men and women. And some straight men whose girlfriends got them to watch and then they got sucked into it.
Yes. So.
You all lived happy lives. Happy,
full lives as best friends.
Somehow you all lived long lives.
Yes. Until one of you got very, very sick. Jax Taylor.
She's like, that's not fucking surprising. What? Tell Jax turned a leaf when he married Brittany.
And he was a good man.
He stopped drinking.
He went to church.
He went to church, but not the crazy church, a very chill church, a liberal
church. Middle of the road church.
He was a great father, and they lived a full life together. But Jax got sick when he was in his late 70s.
And as he was nearing death.
You all gathered at a hotel restaurant that was rented out for you as a goodbye dinner for Jax. Mm-hmm. He was given only a few months to live. A messenger came. From the long sealed estate of the Vanderpumps.
Of Lisa and Ken.
Who had passed on.
But had left a very special something for each and every one of you.
You see, Lisa was an early investor in the Twilight Foundation, which was a program, as technology progressed, that people could, who were nearing death or no longer wishing to live in reality,
could download their consciousness into a program and be put in an infinite loop of living in whatever world they choose to live in.
Based on memories and subconscious, they could design their own reality. And they could live in that reality forever with whoever they wanted, for how long they wanted, and live in bliss.
And Lisa,
knowing
what was eventually going to happen, decided to buy a stake for each of you to take part in this program.
Knowing that all of you couldn't live without each other, mm-hmm, because you were all deeply codependent and had zero boundaries.
You all decided then and there at Jax's goodbye dinner
that if one went,
you would all go
together.
And one by one, as you passed away, you would upload your consciousness into the program and it would directly take you into an infinite loop where you would all live and work together at Sir for all of eternity, because those were the happiest days of your life.
You would never age.
You never age.
It would be the same day every day, and you would do the same thing every day. Living together, working together, drinking together, fucking together.
Which for anyone else sounds like it would be hell on earth, but for you it was heaven.
Well, some of you. Everyone except you, Ariana. It was hard for you.
You see,
you never felt fully into the group.
Mm-hmm.
You never felt like you were truly part of it. And from your own volition, with very good instincts.
You went along with everyone agreeing to the consciousness upload. And everyone else seamlessly went into the simulation.
Including Sandoval.
He went, babe, I'm so excited that we get to live with each other forever.
Aren't you excited, babe?
And you were like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. But as soon as you were in the simulation, you started to have problems. And there's been glitches and troubleshooting.
Because you were the only one who had doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the only sense of anyone on the show. Your doubt and your...
It's hard.
Commitment.
When you have an active brain.
And a willpower.
And a perspective and point of view and education. To want to live in this world that you've all created for yourselves. And I think on some level you knew that. So your consciousness has been fighting a battle against this and against this and against this. And now we've come to
a precipice.
Yes.
And Ariana's like, whoa.
Holy shit.
Fuck. So I'm dead?
Oh, you're long gone, darling.
In a sense.
But you're also alive.
And you can remain alive. The program has fixed the glitch, and we are giving you two options.
There you have a choice to make.
Okay.
Okay.
She goes, one of your choices is the choice that perhaps you'd prefer.
You can go back to your apartment, climb into bed, close your eyes, will yourself to sleep, and we will make sure that you never wake up. You will go into the afterlife.
Or whatever it is.
Or whatever happens, no one knows.
Your consciousness we can delete, mm-hmm. and you can...
And you'll be, for all intents and purposes, gone.
If it's going tracking with you, a reprieve from this eternal loop that you've probably considered living hell.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is like, that sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
What's the other option?
The other option, my dear, is that you can go back into Sir and wait for the upgrade to your system. You go into the bathroom.
Wash your face. Put your hair in a ponytail. And when you come out, it'll be a full dinner, a full busy night at Sir. And you'll just be on another shift. And you live forever with these people.
You'll stay hot.
You'll stay young. You'll stay married to or with Sandoval.
You'll film your reality show. You'll live your entire life with them.
Forever.
Just like you wanted. Or like you said you wanted.
Irina's like, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Those are my only options?
These are my options.
And she's like,
how did I get to the point where I actually liked everyone? Like, what happened?
She's like,
I can't tell you.
She's like, think on it. So Irina's like, so I have time. And she's like,
Yes,
but you must make haste. You can't sit in it for too long because the program needs to be fixed in order for the glitch to be fixed.
So one glitch can create many glitches in the system. So we have yours under control.
It can begin to infect the others because mm-hmm. you're all sharing a consciousness. Irina's like, okay, so I have like an hour.
Yeah.
She's like,
an hour seems fair. Go think on it.
I'll see you back here.
We'll pause and you'll have time to think. You come back, you let us know.
So Irina goes outside and the horse that she rode before is there.
Mm-hmm.
She just suddenly gets on it.
It's on the street on Robertson Boulevard, just standing outside of Sir.
So she gets on the horse, takes her top off, and just rides again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's back on the hills in the sunset. She's like...
Yeah, it's very like Westworld. But it's also sad because she loves the feeling of being able to be free. And she loves the warmth of the sun and the stretching, never-ending hills. And she loves horses. She loves being alone.
She's like, this will be probably
the last time I ever get to do this.
With either option.
Mm-hmm.
Death or...
Death or eternal hell.
But she rides and rides. And then she gets... She rides until it's nighttime,
mm-hmm.
and there's in the middle of the field, there's a door. So she gets off the horse and she walks through it and she's in her apartment again, but she sees Sandoval looking in the mirror and he has makeup on and he's putting colored contacts in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey,
babe,
what's up?
And check out my contacts.
And Irina's like, what? And she looks down at herself and she's dressed like
a full queen costume.
She's like, what? And he's like, babe, are you so excited?
You look so hot, babe.
You look so hot. And she's like, what are we doing? He's like, it's your birthday party, babe.
You like, remember, we're throwing you a big party.
And everyone's like, oh, fuck.
God.
That fucking night. So they get ready.
Mm-hmm.
They go over to that weird bar, wherever it is.
Cod. On 3rd Street.
Erin is like in such a bad mood.
She's like, oh, this looks like an elevator bank.
Yeah. And so they go upstairs and everyone's like, yay! And everyone is there.
Everyone's there.
The cast, like her brother, like people she's... hasn't seen in a while. Like, it's just full of people who love her.
Yeah. And the crew of the show is all there. And they're like, oh, babe, you're so smart. You're amazing.
And Ariana walks in and everyone's just genuinely happy to see her.
Yeah.
Like, everyone comes up to her, even Doty and Stassi, and they're like, we love you. And they're just, Stassi's there, even though she's...
Even though she, like, wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's there, and she has the bullet on her forehead, and mm-hmm. she's just so... They're all just so happy to see Ariana.
Yeah.
And she has, like... Her mood slowly starts to shift, and she ends up, like, having the best night of her life. And it's, like, so fun, and they dance, and they drink, and she...
James is DJing.
Lala does a performance. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just... It's really fun. Lisa and Ken come in.
They say hello. They buy everyone a shot.
Lisa looks over at Ariana and gives her a little wink. And Ariana's just kind of like, would I be missing this? And then she... It feels a tap, and she turns around, and it's Sandoval, and he's wearing his
Maleficent,
and he's so earnest, and he's like, babe, I love you so much. This is the best night of my life because it's all about you.
You're the love of my life.
World.
Yeah,
I'm just so happy that I could do this for you because I love you so much. And Ariana's like, starts to cry because she's like, I love him, and I love all these fucking people, and everyone starts cheering. And it's just, like, this amazing party. And then the party ends, and Ariana's, like, kind of coming back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, this is, you know, this is where I decide.
Yeah.
Could that have just been a great swan song? And then I kind of go off. And they just are walking home. Tom's holding her, she's holding her shoes, and it's, like, the sun's coming up over West Hollywood.
Yeah. They all had, like, a crazy Coke night at Brittany and Jax's.
Yeah.
Like, everyone got, like, really real with each other.
They all told each other one thing they loved about them, and they all went around in a circle, and they were all on so much coke. Brittany was there, Sherry Ann was there, Mama was there, the Glams. Like, everyone was there.
Yeah.
Everyone, in, like, Doughty was there. You know, Liza Minnelli was there with
Liza
Doughty.
Liza Minnelli was there.
Betty Ford was there. Like, just the whole, you know, Jax was there, John was there, Sandoval, and, you know, all the Abercrombie people, Dennis was there.
Dennis.
You know, it was...
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And...
And it felt like a family for the first time.
Ariana kind of realized, like...
Maybe this is where I belong.
And maybe I liked these people all along.
Maybe this is my family.
Maybe it's just... We just are like family, so we get under each other's skin. And sometimes with family, you don't appreciate them until you know you might lose them.
Maybe. And sometimes with family, really fucked up things happen.
But you get through it because you love each other and you realize, like, it's better than not having each other.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's something to really think about.
So they walk, and it's just Sandoval and her walking down the middle of Melrose, you know, the orange street lamps on. The sun is like, the sky is like that pre-dawn lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just walking together and holding hands. And then... Ariana looks over, and they're on the corner of Robertson and Melrose, and he goes, babe, where are you going? And she goes, just stopping in for something really quick. And she walks over. Sir is, you know, dark. She climbs through a window. It's completely dark. And then she walks into the door. She opens it up. She washes her face. And then she comes out, and it's packed.
Yeah.
Sir is just packed to the brim with people. There's a film crew there.
Peter comes up to her. Where have you been? Where have you been? You're supposed to be at the bar.
And Ariana is like, I am supposed to, because this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember anything. She's like, I'm filming.
Yeah. Someone puts like a mic pack on her back.
Yeah. One of the
snakes producer. It up like through her shirt.
God, this is, I'm sorry. This is always so awkward. It's like a nice PA.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
It's fine.
She's just totally her.
Yeah.
But one thing that's changed is that she looks over and she sees Stassi getting mic'd up. She sees Doughty like talking to Stassi. She's getting mic'd up and she's like yelling. She looks over to Brittany, who's like earnestly like doing, she goes up to Jax and they kiss each other. She looks over at Katie and Schwartz. They have a little tender moment. And then Lala is like the host stand with Billy Lee. And they look over. She looks over at DJ James Kennedy is spinning. He goes, hey. And then she looks over at Sandoval and she looks up at him and he just gives her a little smile. And she goes, these are my people.
This is where I belong.
And that's it. I got like emotional.
You love it.
I did.
Wow. Part of me wishes she'd just ridden away on the horse.
It would have always led back, though.
Yeah. Once in a while, she does get to like ride.
Yeah, but she did it for everyone else because she knew like if she kept riding, the glitch wouldn't get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So she made a sacrifice for her family.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's deep.
So she's just going to stay forever.
She's forever locked in the Sir Matrix.
But at least they're together, right?
For me, it sounds like hell.
It is hell.
It's hell.
It's fucking hell.
It's hell on earth. It's a living, breathing glob of hell.
But in every hell, there's a sliver of light.
Yeah.
So Ariana will hold on to that.
Mm-hmm. And she'll still be the best bartender. She'll be working on her cocktail book forever. Going to therapy.
Deciding if she's fully committed to Sandoval.
But still like enjoying having sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while she gets to ride horses with Lisa.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
It's okay. You know, could be better. Could be worse.
Well, I'm sad the series is over.
I know, me too.
But it had a happy ending, I think.
It had a happy ending, yeah.
They all got what they wanted.
They all got what they wanted, which is just to be together forever.
And to be, like, wasted forever.
Mm-hmm.
They never have to grow up. That's how we want them.
Yeah. It's better for everyone if they stay this way.
Yeah. It's better for Lisa.
Way better for Lisa.
Even though she's, like, technically not profiting because she's been long dead. And
she's long dead.
She's simply an illusion created by a computer simulation.
Mm-hmm.
That simulation is doing well. That computer program...
is doing great.
Is doing great, and she's thriving.
We're all kind of part of the simulation.
I think after doing that series with you, I feel like I'm in the simulation.
Yeah. A never-ending loop.
And all of you who listen to that...
you're now in it, too.
You're now in the simulation. But would we have wanted it any other way?
No.
Same. Well, thank you for having me along this incredible journey.
Thank you for coming on this journey. It. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of fringe characters. Exactly. So I'm sure that we can revisit.
Stay tuned. Maybe we'll do a prequel to Sherry Ann.
Sherry, I like that you call her Sherry Ann.
Yeah.
There's so many that got
Mama.
Mama, Sherry, Peter, Billy.
Oh my
Lee.
God, Peter!
I know.
Well, we did the essentials.
Yeah, the essentials are covered, and then there's more to look forward to.
So stay tuned. Maybe stay we'll tuned do a whole and, Fringe series.
Yeah,
register.
Enjoy. Season 7 of Vanderpump Rules.
Coming soon.
But also keep in mind where it all came from.
And where it all ends.
And where it all ends. And where it currently is. And where you currently are. And just try and live in the fucking present for once in your lives.
Because you might realize that you're in an eternal hell loop simulation.
And you might have some choices to make.
That's Bye. A secret we'll never tell. XOXO.
Bye.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.